It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio for another gardening show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody. It's finally a little better out, so it's kind of gardening time. People are really coming in this morning, so I guess it's ready to go.
Yeah, everybody's itching to get out in the lawns and the gardens, and at least the wind's not blowing 100 miles an hour.
Yep, and I think they're even trying to beat some of this rain that they're predicting here, but I don't think we're going to get a lot here. Maybe on Saturday night, Sunday, or we'll get some.
Okay. Well, as we do every gardening show, we open up our phone lines for questions for Dwayne. You can give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 320-598-7301. Or you can email questions over to klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And we're getting more and more email questions, Dwayne.
That's good, technology. Housework here before we get into all those questions. There's a lot of things going on here at Heather. This week is Professional Administrators Week, Administration Week. So bosses or owners or leaders, maybe you want to give a little bit to the people that work underneath you. Those help you out. We've been doing a lot of flowers and a lot of blooming plants, so, or stuff out of the greenhouse with like hanging baskets and that type of stuff. So Professional Administration Week. We used to call that Secretary's Day.
That's right.
Nobody really has a secretary anymore. So just honoring those people that help you out.
That's right. And we bought a couple nice bouquets for Chris and Missy here in the office at KLQP, and we really appreciate all the work they do.
You bet. So we appreciate that, Paul, and it's through the rest of the week so we can help those out. In Dawson here, we're having open house because our greenhouses are full, ready to go. I sent some pictures out to you this morning, Paul. There's a lot of different things in the greenhouse. So open house in Dawson at Heather Greenhouse, and we're celebrating. We grow a lot of elderberries, so we're serving elderberry jam and on crackers or whatever you want. We also have elderberry tonic, and we are growing elderberry. They're called ranch elderberries, so if you want to see what elderberries look like, we have that too.
Yeah, that's you talked about the elderberries a couple weeks ago, how beneficial it is.
It's really good for you for if you have a flu or a cold, or help prevent that. Good for your immune system. It's kind of one of the real in things to have right now. So there's elderberry gummies and elderberry, you know, vitamins. But we have elderberry jam. It's really good. I have it every morning, peanut butter and elderberry jam on a piece of bread.
Well, I usually have peanut butter and honey.
I'll
have to get some elderberries from you.
Try elderberries. You'll like that, too.
All right. We'll give it a try.
Sunday coming up, we have a planting party. We're doing outdoor planters over at Talking Waters in Montevideo. So we're busy there on Sunday. So we're doing planters there. And then next week, not this weekend, but the following weekend, is Mother's Day. So
yep.
If you're looking for something for Mom, you can't forget Mom.
Nope.
We do a lot of hanging back baskets or pots for Mom. So, and yeah. We also got proms going on too. So, a lot of things going on at Heather Nursery and Floral right now.
Not much sleep for you then, Dwayne.
You know, I think as you get older, the less sleep you need.
That's right. Well, let's start out with our plant of the week. And we posted that on our KLQP Facebook page, the plant of the week, Dwayne.
I don't know if you look online, this is kind of, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words sometimes, but we got some really unusual flowers blooming in the greenhouse right now. There's these Midnight Madness type petunias that have splotches all over them. We have purple ones, pink ones, and red ones with white spots on them. The bottom picture, the last picture, is osteosperm. It's a spoon osteosperm, and it's a really bizarre flower. If you haven't seen that, come in and check that one out, too. We have a lot of different flowers, so.
All right, real good.
Come, if you need a touch of spring, come to our, come to Heather Floral Greenhouses. It, they're packed full of flowers right now. And Madison, we know we usually grow most of our plants over in Montevideo and Dawson here, and then we bring over trailer loads over to Madison. So Madison Greenhouse is pretty much loaded up, so flowers are over there.
Okay, real good. What's our UFTA concern for the week?
Our horticulture UFTA concern is, is the planting time yet? Got a lot of questions, and some of our questions coming up here. Can I plant my garden where? It got cold last night, but I've been setting stuff out, just testing it out on my back doors out of the greenhouses, and nothing's frozen lately, so it's done well. But soil temperature isn't very warm yet, so right. You really want, you know, soil temperature to be 50 plus degrees before you put a lot of things out there. So maybe after this warm rain we get this weekend, then it's time to get that garden out there.
All right, let's get into some of our questions we've received from our listeners. And the first one is, what's the number one thing, Dwayne, I should do to my garden to get it ready for planting? What's the number one thing?
If I only could do one thing to my garden, I would till it.
You'd till it or kill it?
Well, not kill it. We're trying to grow things. Till it.
Okay.
With a tiller?
Yep, tiller,
you know,
yep.
Some people do no-till gardening or no-till farming. Because if you do till your garden a lot and you expose a lot that year, you're disturbing the bacteria and the fungi that are in the soil. So don't till it really deep, just till it. Then the second thing I would do is amend that soil. If you have hard soils, I definitely put compost on there. And the third thing I would do is definitely add, I'm prejudiced here, but I'd add earth element fertilizer on there, because it has a lot of nutrients, plus it has the biology to put back in the soil.
Okay.
I would definitely do those three things.
Okay. What's the best way to plant and care for tulips?
Tulips is a crop that has to go through cold treatment, okay? That means it has to get cold to activate. It has to be vernalized, which means it has to go through a cold treatment. So usually you plant tulips in the fall, okay? I say usually, but we had some tulip bulbs left over, and we put them through that treatment, so you could plant them this fall, or now, and they would bloom this spring.
Yeah, I think that's where they're getting at with the question there about planting tulips now.
Well, if they have to go through a cold treatment, if you go put them outside, they have to have 8 weeks of cold treatment, so it ain't going to work this spring if they haven't already been done.
Okay.
Put them in your refrigerator for 2 months and then plant them out there, or else save them and plant them this fall.
Okay.
If you need tulips that have already been gone through the cold treatment, we have it at Heather and Dawson, so we could help you out with that.
I think I really like tulips. They come in so many different colors, and I just like them.
It's pretty cool. It's it's one of the first signs of spring, so I think that's why a lot of people like tulips in place. Well, you said the different colors. It's always a sure sign of spring in Minnesota.
Right. Next question. My backyard lawn right now is turning some green on the right side, while the other half of my lawn looks like it's completely dead and still all brown. What's happening?
There's different types of grass seeds out there. Could be one of the reasons. Your ryegrass, fescue grass, will green up faster than your bluegrass. Bluegrass has to get warmer before it'll green up. So a lot of the bluegrass lawns, which are maybe some of your fancier lawns, haven't turned green yet because it's not warm enough. Otherwise, if it's dead and the grass isn't looking good, see if you can pull it up, grab it. If it pulls out of the ground real easy, you probably got grubworms. So you should definitely get the grubworm killer. It's time to put that down. And if you think you need to thicken your grass, your lawn out, I'd buy some grass seed and get it out there before this rain.
Is it a good suggestion to even rake your lawn now?
Well, you know, a lot of people are saying, wait, I say, if you got time, I would do.
Okay.
Get her done.
All right, I'm going to jump ahead here to this question here, Dwayne. Is it too early to put Roundup on? And how soon can you replant if you do Roundup?
I don't know what they're trying to kill, but Roundup works on the green part of plant, the chlorophyll part of plant. If your plant isn't greened up, it isn't going to kill it, okay? So probably in some areas, Roundup's a little early. If it's starting to turn green, the plant you're trying to kill, you can spray on there. If you're trying to do a lawn and you really want to get it done, I've sprayed Roundup on that, and then we've drilled grass seed in right afterwards. If you want to make sure that you killed it all, you have to wait 7 to 10 days, and Roundup will work faster the warmer the temperature is out. So if it's cool yet, it might take you 2 weeks to see if it's dead or not.
So how soon can you replant then after you spray Roundup?
Usually if you want to see if your product, your thing is, your plant is dead, you're going to have to wait 7 to 10 days.
Okay. All right, suggestions on planting trees.
If you live in Dawson, I'd plant a lot of trees because we just lost 288 of them over here.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm a tree, I guess if you want to call them tree huggers or like trees. I've worked with trees all my life, and I'm sorry, and probably shouldn't even be saying this, but it's a pretty sad day.
Yeah.
Trees do
a lot to the for the environment, don't they?
Oh, I mean, takes out carbon, takes out pollution, nests for birds, squirrels, protects you from the sun, you know. Cooling your house, etc. Yeah. There's a lot, absorbs moisture. So, trees do a lot more than we think. So, and they're very valuable. They do their work, you know, spring, summer, winter, and fall, and for many years.
Okay.
Okay, Bob, what was the question?
Well, they're just wondering suggestions on planting trees. We've got a couple minutes here.
What type of trees to plant?
Yeah, and how deep, or just wanted to know.
Most trees, quickly here, most trees are grafted trees. That means that they graft the top onto a root, and there's a knob right above the root. And you want to have that knob at ground level or slightly above. So you're going to have to dig a tree hole approximately 2 feet by 2 feet because you want to loosen some of the soil. Make sure you put good soil back in there or amend the soil that you're putting back there. Put some fertilizer, compost in with that tree. Windy Lack, Parle County, I'd probably stake those trees.
Okay.
They don't blow over. Make sure you water them good. Great time to plant a tree. We have thousands of bare root trees over in Montevideo right now, or I can help you here in Dawson and get some over here. Been selling a lot of bare root trees because you're going to save about 25% buying a tree in the next couple weeks.
All right, you got 1 minute here. What, Mother's Day coming up, you said?
Mother's Day, we sell a lot of stuff out, I shouldn't say stuff, plants, hanging baskets out of the greenhouse. They're gorgeous, they're looking good. The floral department here with all the girls and guys, great designers. They can create a nice floral bouquet for you, but my suggestion is please get in there early if you have something specific that you want. A lot of people do. Been selling a lot of tropical plants. We just got a truck of tropical plants from Florida. If you're looking for a hibiscus, we got gorgeous hibiscus and diplodenas and all kinds of tropical plants. Stop in at Heather Nursery and Floral. And in Dawson today, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is open house in Dawson, celebrating all the plants in the greenhouse.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Thank you. We didn't get to all the questions. We'll pick them questions up next week. So thanks, Dwayne.
Stop it and test our elderberry jam in Dawson today.
All right, I'll be over and get some.
There you go, Paul. See ya. Everybody right. Enjoy the outdoors.
All right, that's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.